before we get started, I just want to update you on our injuries again for this game. Vinnie Curry has got the left knee sprain. If we had a game, like a regular in-season game, he would be obviously okay to play. Taylor Hart the same way with his knee and also the ankle, so he would also be able to play. Leo McKelvin yesterday just had a hamstring strain. It's nothing. Again, if it were a game week, he'd be okay to play. So we'll get all these guys back next week, obviously. Isaac with his pec, again, day-to-day, fully expect him to go as well. And then Wendell, still in the protocol and going through that. So, again, he's day-to-day.
You said you fully expect Save Mile to go. Do you mean this week or next week?
For next week. Next week. We're going to hold him out of this game.
Has he shown you enough to,
Isaac?
To be the guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has. And whether he is or he isn't, I mean, he's shown us enough that that gives us a lot of depth at that position and some versatility up front.
Doug, will Lane Johnson play on Thursday?
Yes. Try to get Lane a little work.
When you released Aaron Grimes, what was the rationale there?
Well, you know, in that situation, first of all, he, loved everything about him. You know, he was a good player, and it's just unfortunate. You got to make those tough decisions, you know, and in his situation, and plus with the injury and the extent of the injury, we felt that at this time we could release him, and you never know. He does also have practice squad eligibility, so there is a chance that he could come back on practice squad. So it's not that he's completely removed, even though he's not on the team at this time.
Well, Lane's case,
injury something that would have not been healed by the first week of the season.
It would not have been healed for the first game.
In Lane's case, no suspension's been levied yet. At what point do you need to plan for the possibility he could be here week one?
I mean, a great question, and this is something that we wrestle with every day. And the conversations are such that we got to have, and especially offensively, just have a plan ready to go. If I'll tell you this, whatever the league decides, if he's ready to go, then he's our guy. You know, I mean, you just go that, because he's got plenty of reps in training camp to, and that was part of the reason why. You know, getting Allen over there and getting Big V some reps and all that. But, we just got to cover all our bases one way or the other and just have a plan when we get to that point. Right now, he would go back, to left guard. I think he had a tremendous camp, a tremendous offseason at left guard, and you kind of put the pieces back in place. We've seen enough from Isaacs and Wisniewski's and Allen over there at right tackle that we know we've got the combination of guys, and Big V got plenty of reps to sustain this thing through the duration.
It seemed like a week ago or so you were expecting Mike Martin to play about 15 snaps.
Who's that?
Mike Martin,
yes.
And then he got cut. What happened between that and...
You know, I tell you, it's unfortunate with the situation that he was in. You know, the knee just... It just never came back. It just never bounced back, and it is hard. It's tough in players, veteran players like that, because you're making decisions, that are kind of out of his control, and if we also felt like doing it early enough that if there's an interest out there from another team that could pick him up and try to give him that opportunity, and plus we had some young guys play well, so. All in all, it was the right thing to do for the team.
You said that he never bounced back. I mean, like, he didn't look like the same player after the injury?
Well, I mean, the injury, it's not the same. You know, that was the reason why he was missing so much time. And it's unfortunate in that situation. And I know from being around enough guys and enough players to, especially veteran players, that the wear and tear on their bodies in this day and age, in this game. I mean, it takes a toll on everybody, and it's just unfortunate, and that's just where we are.
What's the quarterback rotations on Thursday
night? Chase will start, and can't exactly tell you how many number of reps would... In a perfect world, it'd be Chase the first half and McLeod the second half. And that's in a perfect world, but we'll see how the game goes, if there's an opportunity to let McLeod play more, I'll let him play more.
What do you like about Jake Metz? Do you want to bring him on board?
Well, I tell you what, I love his length, his size. He's got good athleticism. He's coming right off of a championship season, so he's in shape and he's ready to go. And obviously, we needed With Alex McAllister going down, we needed some depth there, and he gives us that rotation that we're looking for up front, and it gives him an opportunity to get himself on film.
Is standing during the national anthem something you've discussed with the team?
Do you have
a policy with them?
I have. You know what? I don't necessarily have a policy per se. I mean, I addressed it with the team, and listen, I can appreciate everybody's opinions, and I respect everybody's opinions, but at the same time, I feel that it's important, and it's obviously out of respect for the men and women of our country that sacrifice in order for us to coach and play this great game. So I get it, I understand it, but at the same time, I encourage everybody to stand.
Obviously, win now while incorporating young players and everything like that. When you were here before, with Andy his last couple of years, it seemed like you guys were trying to do the same thing. Why is it so difficult to pull off, do you think?
Try to win now?
While also building for the future.
Well, again, that is a fine line. I mean, as coaches, we fully expect to win right now. And it's my job to instill that into the players that we have a good football team here, and we're very capable of winning now. But at the same time, you're looking down the road and you're trying to put pieces together for the future. I can't get caught up in the speculation game. I got to worry about this team, obviously Thursday night, but just going into week one, and we just take it one game at a time, one day at a time, and we're going to coach our players up, who we have. So that looks fun. That's what you want to see right there.
Is there a particular position grouping that you're looking at in this last game where you still have a lot of decisions to make?
Well, we still got some young guys in the back end of the secondary. We're still taking a look at receivers are the same way. And then we've got, our offense. I mean, really, this is a great challenge for all the players in this football game, to get one last substantial amount of reps and to really put themselves on tape. And it's something that, I've made it known to the team that, it's not just our team that's watching. It's the rest of the National Football League that's also watching. And I want them just to go out there and play carefree, play fast and have fun doing it. And, at the end of the day, they can hold their head up and said they gave everything that they had at that time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Everybody's Jake.